Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever and whenever you happen to be listening. You are listening to the Better Living Daily Radio Show, and I am your host, Karen Bennett. The subject of today's show is changing your mood and attitude. And as I was writing, it was amazing how many things I ended up with on the list, and there is pretty much no way I'm going to get through them all in this 30-minute period. So I do have a blog post written up. I will post it later today if you follow my blog, which is also called Better Living Daily. Then you will get a notification of that. But if you do not follow my blog, I am on WordPress. You can look up my name. It's Karen, K-A-R-E-N. Last name is Bemis, B-E-M-M-E-S. And I'm just looking real quickly to see what I can... let's see. Looking at my favorites list. I switched to Windows 10, so I'm a little confused these days with things. So anyway, you know what? I'm going to dive right in. So if you are not, like I said, if you're not following my blog and you would like to, you can either send me a note through Blog Talk Radio. You can send me a note through Facebook. I have a Facebook page called Better Living Daily. Or you can send me a private message on Facebook if you'd like. There's also I'm getting better at checking this second email. I do have a betterlivingdaily@gmail.com if you want to send an email there too. So anyway, I have some friends who are kind of down in the dumps right now. So I really was lost about what to talk about this morning, and I'm also reading through some old journals and things like that, and I came across a couple of lists of things that just made me happy. And I just started thinking, well, maybe that's what I'll talk about today. And it was amazing how 3,000 plus words later, I found some things to talk about. So there you go. You know, this is traditionally a time for me where I'm okay about now, but it's about a month from now when all the leaves have fallen off the trees and it's cold and it's rainy. And I know a lot of people love to hunker down right about then, especially I think I'd feel better if I had a fireplace. I do love a fireplace, but we don't have that in this house. So something to think about perhaps for the future. But those who know me know, you know, I do some of the traditional things, which are, you know, upping my vitamin D, and I have a light box and things like that. But the season, you know, the season has not always been my favorite. I am working very hard this year, and so far so good, on just enjoying every day. And fortunately for me, the weather has been lovely where I live. A little warm, actually, today and tomorrow. We're up in the upper 80s, which is unusual for us this late in September. Early part of September, yeah, but once we get towards the middle of September, we're usually in the 70s and in the daytime, or I think it's 20s, if I'm not mistaken, in Celsius, if you're listening. But, you know, we're starting to see generally crisper air. So it's unseasonably warm right now, which makes me a happy camper. But There are a lot of things I do to keep my mood up, and some of them are traditional. And I don't have all the answers, but I do have several ideas, and some of them you've heard before. Maybe I'll say it in a different way, and you'll get it in a different way. This isn't definitive by any stretch of the imagination, but, you know, it's just about putting more positive thought and action into the world, and that's what I'm all about. So I do my best to be a positive person and to be a positive influence in the world. And so I'll be skipping things around, talking about things that are in my notes. If you'd like to see it comprehensively, I will be posting the blog post later today. So that's all I can tell you. And I will be working this into an audio series that I'll be working on for release either later this year or early at the beginning of next year. Big plans in the works, but can't talk about all of it now because nothing's in stone. So anyway, one of the most common ways that people talk about lifting your mood is to move. Most people will say exercise. I will not be telling you to exercise because, you know, I know a lot of people hear that word and they're like, oh, God, she's going to tell me to exercise. And I don't want to exercise. And I get that because, you know what, I don't want to exercise either. And I'm not going to say just do it because that's a load of bull hockey and we all know it, right? but, you know, if you love it, then do it. If you don't love it, maybe try something different. You know, maybe take a stroll or do some gardening. Because is it really exercise if you're strolling? You know, just get outside and enjoy nature. That's a different thing entirely than power walking or whatever, or making sure you get your 10,000 steps. And if that works for you, do it. If it doesn't, don't worry about it, you know. Just do something. One of the suggestions I saw, and this is like, this is the late 90s, blue arena, that I saw was try skipping. That just makes me laugh to even think about it because, you know, I get this thought of everybody skipping down the road and it just cracks me up. And, you know, if you think about it that way, you're not just going to help yourself. You're going to make other people smile as well. So there you go. You know, you can jump rope like they do in a gym, but like you did as a little kid, you know? K-I-S-S-I-N-G, you know, we've all done it, right? At least all the girls have. I don't know how many guys listen to my radio show, but I know all the girls have done it. Down in the valley where the green grass grows. And since Casey's in the chat room, I'll pick on her. There's that Casey, three dead rose. It's fun. It's just fun. And it gets you to move. It's just something to think about. You know, if you want to get really crazy, turn on the music in your house and dance. How often do you do that? Now, I do it a lot. I dance around my house all the time. I know, you know, Casey, again, is one of those people who uses music to get herself moving. And, you know, dance. Stop. Stop for one song and do nothing but dance. Don't get anything done. Just have fun. Wiggle yourself into happiness. You know? Here's another one. A little crazy, but could be a lot of fun. Why not get a hula hoop? If the thought of watching yourself hula hoop is frightening, let me share this with you. My husband had a cousin who had juvenile rheumatoid arthritis. She was diagnosed at age 3, and she passed when she was, I think she was 54 when she passed. But even into her late 40s, her ankles were fused, she had new knees, she had new hips, she just struggled for every step, and this girl could still hula hoop. It was the funniest, and she brought us such joy because I had a brother-in-law who swore she couldn't do it, and he can't hula hoop. He cannot move his hips that way, and she could, and it was the funniest thing, it just was. And she teased him about it
for days because she's like, well, I can't walk, but at least I can hula hoop. So anyway, maybe that's why hula hoops put a smile on my face anyway. But, you know, dance around, have some fun, you know, move, but move in a way that brings you joy and makes you laugh. Not something that's just going to be like, oh, God, I got to do it again. You know, I need fun. Fun's like a drug for me. It really is. It's something, you know, I'm kind of addicted to fun. And I crave it in every area of my life. I clean because I have a group of women that we're online. We clean together. We have fun. You know, everything I do, it has to have an element of fun in it. And if it's not, I'll lose interest. I truly will. And, you know, why not just have a little fun? Why not play a board game? You know, do a puzzle, but not on the screen. Do it in real life. Do it where you have to pick something up and move it around. If you loved Operation as a child, guess what? That game still exists, and it's not very expensive. You know, maybe life was more your style. We have life here. We have Game of Life downstairs. We play it every once in a while still, even as adults. You know, puzzles can be a little trickier, but what's funny is when you start talking to people about doing puzzles, you'll find out a lot of people do them. And people like to share them, too. That's the really cool part. That's something you can do and not spend a lot of money. We've worked several puzzles that we either return to their rightful owner, if you will, afterwards, or we pass it along to somebody else. And we got a really fun tip from my friend Anne, who suggested that you write your name, the city where you live, and the date that you did the puzzle. And then when you share it, it can make its way around, and you can see where all the people before you have worked the puzzle. It's really kind of a neat thing to do. And that's, you know, so we do that now. And we have great fun with it. Thanksgiving is it's traditionally our puzzle time because it's always been a weekend where it's just our family. We try not to schedule too much for that weekend, and it's a great way for us to sit and connect and not be just sitting in front of a TV or trying to make conversation. We make conversation around the puzzle. Tons of fun. Here's another one, and I know people think I'm crazy when I say this, but look in a mirror. And one of the greatest challenges I was ever issued was to say, hello, beautiful, every time I look in a mirror. It was really difficult in the beginning. But it gets easier. And at first, I actually just made faces at myself. I really did. I would stick my tongue out at myself and make stupid faces. And you know what? Make stupid faces. Grab a small child and make some seriously stupid faces in the mirror. I guarantee you'll be laughing in about 30 seconds because little kids love to make stupid faces in the mirror. It's a lot of fun for them. And you can't help but get caught up in it. Singing is another way that you can change your mood and, you know, sing to a mirror if you have to. Of course, you may not want to see yourself sing. But I would add a caveat to that you are not allowed to sing a sad song unless it's an 80s power ballad where you can grab your favorite hairbrush, spatula, broom handle, or whatever and really act it out. Because you have to toss your hair and, you know, act like you're in an 80s glam band if you're gonna pull out one of those sad 80s power ballads. Anyway. Otherwise, find something upbeat. Good Lord, if you can't find anything else, the song Happy, unless that makes you crazy. You know, there's plenty of happy songs out there. There really, truly are. Sometimes you really got to face what's bringing you down. Maybe it's a thing, you know. Maybe it's a stack of papers that you're like, if I look at this stack of papers one more time, I'm going to strangle somebody. Spend 15 minutes on it. You will be amazed what you can do in 15 minutes. It drives me nuts sometimes because I think, oh, my goodness, you know, there's so much to do and I'll never get it done. And you set your timer for 15 or 20 minutes and boom, you've made progress. It's crazy. It is a crazy thing. You know, I can do most of my morning routine, you know, the house cleaning stuff of it, in about 20 minutes. You know, I empty the dishwasher. I just quickly wipe down the bathrooms. I run my Swiffer, and I empty my dishwasher. When I add up how much time I really spend doing it, it's not much, people. It really isn't. A little bit of progress can make a huge difference, especially the next day. Get a hug. My husband has been traveling a lot more this year than he has, and that is the one thing I notice I miss the most, other than just the daily conversation with him and being with him. I figured out we hug a lot. You know, and we hold hands, and you know, sometimes when we're sitting next to each other, we're not even holding hands. We're just, you know, our knees are touching or something. You know, that human contact means a lot to a lot of people. Some people it doesn't, but for a lot of people it does. And if you can't get what you need at home, you know, I've got a teenage boy. I can only ask for so many hugs a day. My other two are at college, but the one that's at home. And thank goodness he doesn't mind giving me hugs most of the time. But, you know, after a while, they just get tired of it. So, you know, one or two a day is about all I can manage. But you know what? Get around little kids, because unless they're like my oldest, who has just never been a hugging kind of kid, that's how I snag a lot of good hugs, is visiting my great nieces and nephews. And, you know, they're so much fun to be around, and they love to give hugs. And, you know, or call a friend. Go get a hug from a friend. Call them. Have lunch. I guarantee they'll hug you if you haven't seen you in a while, and you can hug when you leave, too. So there's two hugs you can get quickly. And speaking of friends, you know, a phone call can be exactly what you need. I have a couple of friends that I can call on, and the code word is, okay, talk me off the ledge. Yeah. And that's what we do for each other. Sometimes it's on the screen. I have a couple of friends that we do a lot of things with private messaging and things like that. And, you know, some of my on-screen friends have become as important to me as my in-real-life friends, because I think sometimes you share things on a screen you would never share in person, if you were seeing the person often. And so you share a little piece of yourself, and I think people give their best, they try to give their best advice. Now, there's idiots everywhere. I'm sorry, there are. There's mean people, there's idiots. But if you've been friends with somebody for a few years, even online, they can't really hide who they are. And little bits of it show up after a while. So if you've got a good one, hang on to them. You know, read a good book or a magazine, or read to children. And let them act out whatever you're reading. Tons of fun. Breathe. I know that sounds crazy, but think about it. Are you taking these full energizing breaths where you take it all in and you let it all out? Are you breathing shallow because you're stressed and you're in a hurry and you're not feeling great? Changing your breath changes your body chemistry. It changes the way your brain works. When you take slow, even breaths, and then, you know, if you can, combine it with a little meditation, and you will be amazed at what you can pull off and how you can change and how you can calm yourself down. And, you know, I know people think that meditation is hard. It's not hard. It really, truly isn't hard, especially when you figure out, guess what, you don't have to stop your thoughts. Just learn to be at peace with them. And there's a million different ways to learn how to meditate. There's thousands of videos on YouTube, just sitting and taking a breath. Or at the top of every hour, remind yourself, take 5 deep breaths. All I can say is do it. breathe, meditate, figure it out. It's a good thing. It is a super good thing. It's one of the best things I've ever learned. And I don't meditate for more than 10 or 15 minutes on any given day. Some days I only meditate about 2 or 3 minutes. You know, it's not something you sit there, you know, with your legs crossed and blah, 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 or whatever. But it's something you can do for yourself. And, you know, sometimes the best way to get out of a funk is not to do something for yourself, but to do something for somebody else. You know, I'm a writer, so I write notes to people. I thank them for a kindness or just let them know I'm thinking of them. Sometimes what's really fun is to send a note to somebody that you haven't talked to in a while and remind them of a kindness they did for you way back in the day. I've done that even as far back as, you know, college, where somebody did some, you know, I'll send something to a college friend and say, you know, I don't know if you remember when you did this, but it really meant a lot to me. And that was somebody else while you're lifting yourself, and that's really kind of cool and kind of fun. Expressing gratitude is a beautiful thing. You can do it through a note like that, or you can do it through having a gratitude journal. Quick note about calendars. I live by one, as for 20 plus years. We'll probably live by one for the rest of my life because it keeps me sane, it keeps me together. But you know what? There are people whose calendars just stress them out. Here's the thing. For me, one of the most difficult things is saying no to a party or social engagement because I love them. Now, I occasionally do say no because my husband isn't as social and he needs his downtime. You know, and I respect that, and I can give up a party here and there because I love him more than I love a good party. Now, it took him years to understand that he could say, I really don't want to go to this party, and then either I'll go by myself or we'll both stay home. If I really want to go, I still go. You know, what I do, and sometimes, which really works out well for both of us sometimes, is he'll take me to a party and drop me off. So I don't have to make the long walk in from the parking lot or if I have to park, you know, on a city street or something like that. I just get to walk right in, and then he comes and picks me back up. And he gets his alone time. I get my social time. Everything works out great. It's wonderful. You know, the other thing, and I'm going to try to get this stuff in. I've only got just a few minutes left. But what you take in matters. And I mean what you look at, what you listen to, what you ingest. Everything that comes into your eyes, your body, and your mind. Keep an eye on what you're doing. I stopped watching the news years ago because, for one thing, most of it's negative, and I don't want to see it. And you know what? I'm still well-informed. I still find out about things. I think I've actually become more discerning as a person because I don't believe anything that I see anymore without checking out a few things first. I don't knee-jerk react anymore. I respond, and I take a look around usually before I share something. I forget every now and then, but, you know, think about who you're listening to. Listen to uplifting people. Spend time on positive pursuits. It will change everything. You know, I used to worry about who the president would be, but in the last 20 years, we have thrived no matter who was in the White House. We've stopped making our peace dependent on who's in Congress. We still follow what's happening, but we do it from a distance. And not any of the sensational news that's, you know, 24/7 in our country now. I stopped drinking things that weren't good for me. I drink water and I drink some tea. Yes, I take an occasional sip of what we call pop, what most people call soda. But you know what? It's just not something that's really on my radar anymore. I'm eating healthier for me, and I'm not going to tell anybody how to eat because everybody's way of eating healthy is different. What works for one person doesn't work for another necessarily. But keep trying things, you know, keep doing things differently. Learn something new. Yeah, especially when I'm learning, I'm in joy. I love to learn about things, especially spiritual matters. And one of the greatest things I ever learned is that words do matter. And when we choose our matter, our words, when we better choose our words, we will feel better about life. It changes the voice inside your head. And that's been a part of my entire adult journey, of changing that nasty little voice in my head. You know, the one that tells us who we are, and it's the one that tells us that we're fat and we're lazy. Or it can tell us that, you know what, we're a beloved child of the divine. And taming that voice is a fantastic achievement. It's one I'm still working on. I'm getting better at it. Instead of having an inner brat now, I do. I call her the princess. And, you know, those who follow Pam Young know exactly what I'm talking about. And the better I get at encouraging, coaching, and cheering on myself, the better I can do it for others. And one of the most powerful ways I've learned to do that is to choose how to live. Now, in the United States, where I live, I have a choice of how to live. And I know that doesn't exist everywhere, but it does in my life and in my country for the most part. I'm not naive enough to think that there aren't things going on that I'm not a part of, but we can choose. And it amazes me how many people choose to become victims. And tired of other people's voices in my head. So I changed the game. I chose to get rid of the words need, have to, and should. Now, occasionally I still use them, but not in the way I used to. And it's changed my life in just unimaginable ways because I choose to live every day. And, you know, it's amazing how my view of laundry changed when I chose to do it instead of needing to do it. Taxes got easier. You know, both my husband and I detested doing taxes. Neither one is really big on finances. But when we choose to do our taxes because we get money back, it's a very different feeling. You know, and honestly, if I could get people to do just one thing to improve their attitude, it would be to change what they say. You know, you would never look at your child and go, get off your fat butt. You just don't, at least I hope not. Most people wouldn't. You know, I wouldn't tell my best friend how stupid they are because they left a load of laundry in the washer. And, you know, children don't care about the size of your butt. They care about the condition of your heart, literally and figuratively. You know, and I only have a minute left. If you are feeling ugly and stupid and worthless and depressed, and it isn't bad enough to see a doctor, you listen to me when I tell you that you are a beloved child of the divine. You are a miracle of life. You have a purpose much greater than the funk you are in. And if I get cut off, please listen to the end of this on the archives because it will continue to record it. The funk, depression, and downward spiral, they're liars. And what they tell you is untrue. You have a light inside of you, and no amount of darkness can turn it off. Find another light. Hang on to it for dear life. If you don't have one, you come to me, and I will be your light. You are amazing. You are special. You are meant for greater than this. And thank you for being you. Have a great day. I love you all, and I will see you next week.